It's taken three decades, but a campaign to free a female gorilla from the rooftop of an old Bangkok mall is gaining momentum. The 26-year-old female gorilla has called a concrete enclosure on the mall's seventh floor home for more than 20 years. Thai authorities now acknowledge that the high-rise zoo breaches a raft of guidelines and have ordered the gorilla and other large animals to be removed. Here's our Southeast Asia correspondent, Samantha Hawley.
Although in need of a facelift, on the lower levels it's a Bangkok mall like any other. But a ride up the escalators reveals the unexpected and disturbing. Hundreds of animals, from orangutans to a black panther, a cheetah, a baboon and bears, all squeezed into one shopping mall floor. There's no regulation how big the cage should be for a monkey, a snake or a bird, the zoo owner tells me. There is no rules yet. Panit Serm Sarimagong says he opened the zoo 30 years ago because he loves animals and he says they are well cared for. His prized possession is a female gorilla named Buanoi. Its one-time silverback mate, which had shared the same concrete enclosure, died a decade ago, leaving the social animal alone on a mall rooftop and animal welfare groups appalled. Sinjara Apathan has been leading a campaign to have the animal removed.
I just felt so absolutely saddened by what I saw. We should have stopped this issue ages ago. It's not the place for animals. So the main thing is education for Thai people, for Thai society, for new generation to learn. This is the lesson that we have to learn it.
After decades of campaigning, Thai authorities have now ordered that the gorilla and other large animals be removed from the zoo by July. Although they admit it could be a ruling difficult to enforce. Adisorn Nutchdumrong is the Inspector General of Thailand's National Parks and Wildlife Department. Moving the big animals, especially the gorilla, is quite sensitive, he says. It is easy for her to get infection if she's moved to the ground and she could die, so it needs more study. The animal's vet says he hopes another gorilla can be found and brought to Bangkok so the animal no longer has to live alone. This is Samantha Hawley in Bangkok reporting for AM.